This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Good evening, this is Ali Johan on Very Noise, BFM's exploration in the more extreme side of music. Hope you're doing alright. We played in with a Canadian post-punk band, Viet Cong, a track called Bunker Buster from their self-titled debut that they released in January this year. Viet Cong mixes crowd rock and a bit of noise with post-punk to good effect. The end result is an exciting 7-song debut album, with Bunker Buster being the centerpiece of this brilliant first album, which the band recorded in a converted barn in Ontario. Next on the bill tonight, we have American post-punk band Drive Like Jehu, recently reunited to play Coachella, formed by lead guitarist John Rice and frontman Rick Froberg, who both played in a post-hardcore band called Pitchfork. And after Pitchfork disbanded, John Rice started Rocket from the Crypt. At the same time, Froberg and Rice also started Drive Like Jehu. They've already released two albums before breaking up in the mid-90s. The second album, Yank Crime, critically acclaimed. So here's a cut from that seminal album, Drive Like Jehu, with Here Comes the Rome Plows.
Here comes the Rome Plows.
Another band from the John Rice and Rick Froberg partnership, that was Hot Snakes, who initially began as a side project between album contracts by John Rice. And they maintained the post-punk, post-hardcore sound that they were playing with Drive Like Jehu. But I think Hot Snakes made it more straightforward and urgent compared to the former. And that track we heard, Creative Control, on the band's last album, Audit in Progress, in 2004, released on Rice's label Swami Records. I've got more music coming up after this, so keep it here on Very Noise BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, this is Very Noise in our trip into the darker side of music. And next on the bill, an Indonesian punk four-piece. They are called The Kuda, based in Bogor, west of Java. These guys channel the sound of Bad Brains with a garage rock dirtiness. It may remind you of The Stooges a little bit. The Kuda are really intriguing to watch live as well. Very short and chaotic, but definitely very strong. This is a track from The Kuda's EP Mystery Torpedo called Electric Complex. Very Noise BFM 89.9.
We'll be right back.
That was Red Dawns with My Life in Exile, excellent punk rock band from Portland, Oregon. And that's from their second LP, a strong record called Fake Meets Failure, with a sound that borrows from the 1977 British punk, with maybe a hint of Dead Kennedys, but you know, done beautifully in a melodic way that the band have been known for. Red Dawns from Portland, Oregon. Next I have noise punk trio Unwound from Olympia, Washington, active since the late 80s to 2002 when they stopped being a band. Unwound claims to be influenced by a pretty broad spectrum of bands, from Sonic Youth to Black Flag to Gang of Four, The Melvins and Fugazi and more. And it really translates in their sound. It's really hard to pin down. And I could say Unwound is really influential in their sound. Obviously, reference to a lot of bands that came after them and left a great body of work with the 7 albums that they released up until 2002. Here's one from Unwound's 4th album, New Plastic Ideas. It's Unwound with Envelope. BFM 89.9. That was Vague with Fade. This is Very Noise, BFM's exploration in the louder side of music. Vega from Jakarta, that was taken off their excellent debut album Footsteps, championing the mid-80s emo and post-hardcore sound. I think something that was called the Revolution Summer Sound. It's a great record by the power trio Vague, making it to many of last year's list of best-offs in the Indonesian music media. After this, we're going to hear from KL-based punk rock band Pusher, who are out with a split 7-inch record with Bandung hardcore band Milisi Kecoa. And on that record, quite interesting, both bands contribute 3 songs each, including a cover by each other. So here's Pusher's cover of a Milisi Kecoa song called Ini Bukan Arab, Bung. Very Noise, BFM 89.9. You just heard the sounds of Institute with the track Salt. Institute, post-punk band from Austin, Texas. The song comes from an EP of the same name. Institute nails down a 70s-inspired post-punk sound, sharp guitars and mumbling vocals, excellently done by the vocalist Moses Brown. Can't really make out what he's saying, but you know, I like that about them. Very bleak sound for a band. I'm going to cheer it up a bit right now. So next I have Singapore surf punk legends Force Vomit. They're on hiatus right now after releasing two albums. Force Vomit have been a band for about 20 plus years now and always been a particular favourite in KL whenever they play. And they were once featured on John Peel's BBC radio show as well. So they're good. Here's from their debut album called The Furniture Goes Up from 1999. Force Vomit with The Return of Mona Ko. Very nice BFM 89.9.
You should have to take my guns, but she said we must live so wide. So what?
Very Noise on BFM 89.9, Feral Trash with Paranoid. Feral Trash are a band from Canada. Melodic punk is the style that describes them. Cool three-piece band. They released a totally enjoyable album called Trash Fiction last year. And they feature a husband and wife team. Eric Neurotic, the frontman, who also fronted a band called Fear of Lipstick, and his wife Alicia on drums. Rounded off by a bassist, they make dark melodic punk rock with girl boy vocals that are infectious. Check out the album Trash Fiction by Feral Trash. Last track comes from punk legends Bad Brains. I won't say too much about Bad Brains, an important band in modern music, I feel. Bad Brains play ultra fast punk tracks and alternate it with reggae tunes from time to time. At the time, it was something that was quite surprising to many people due to its fast pace. And I suppose bands since Bad Brains have started playing faster and faster, but they were pretty much speeding along with their music. So I'm sure today many bands consider Bad Brains as a group that changed the world's musical landscape with their punk rock. So ending on a big note tonight, don't forget to check us out on podcast. If you missed any part of the show, you can just go to bfm.my and stream it from the website. I'm Ali Johan, this is Very Noise, Bad Brains with Big Takeover.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.